Good evening, everybody. Paul Bernacki, Belmont. So I know it's the Belfast City Council that is considering this, but with a project of this scale and the overall environmental, political, social, all the ways in which this largest in the world facility is affecting us, I hope you all realize that it's not just the Belfast City that has its eyes and ears on this meeting and this deliberation. Eric said something really interesting, the pristine location. And I think the elephant in the room here is, what is a pristine location? Well, the green fields of home, this beautiful, beautiful land we live in, and the sparkling waters of Penobscot Bay. And my main consideration is, what is the rush? Why is the hurried process so that Mr. Heim can put his application in, so that it can all happen really quick? A project of this scale should be considered carefully for the sake of all the citizens and the environment. But I think I know kind of why we have a process that is moving along and has a lot of information, but no, like, plan. There's no plan on the table yet. It's just speculation. We hear Wayne Marshall's comments on the plan, but we don't actually see the plan, and the DEP has a pre-application meeting. So they've talked about specific details, and the DEP thinks they're going to approve it, which is more than any of us have heard. We haven't heard the specifics. I actually put in DEP permits. I actually had a two-hour meeting with the DEP. I've talked with the marine biologist at the Department of Marine Resources about specific issues about what this plant means. And I've spent an hour in the city sewer plant talking to the superintendent there about the discharge. The best-kept secret is that there's going to be the equivalent of a red line move of pollution from this plant that is going to significantly impact not just the resource of Penobscot Bay, but they are planning on spreading sludge across all of the county. They're planning on looking for ways to dispose of vast amounts of sludge locally.
Thank you for your comment.
That's why they are coming to our fair land.
Period. Can we do something about the volume of speaking? I'm not going to be able to speak.
I will say there is another room available out in the hallway, in the entryway. There is a conference room that has this meeting streamed, and I'm sure that that TV, the volume can be increased. So if you're having trouble hearing, I would suggest... No. We can't turn there. We don't have the capability to be able to do that. So
we could ask to make sure that speakers be cognizant of moving the mic. Your taller gentleman. There you go. Exactly.
Because they have what's happening in a room between all these different things. Yeah. So you're hearing things in three different versions of the same thing. It's very disconcerting.